Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding already on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the first wide line of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, "Vamdu Kanim Ba'Shara Elyon Sheyored." The Kanim would stand by the Shara Elyon. They'd get to the 10th step and they'd blow Tkiyah through Tkiyah. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah raised the following question: "Lamala Asiris Denachas Chamisha V'Kaya Asara." What does the 10th step mean? Does it mean that they would go down five and there were and from the Ezra's Kanim to the Ezra's Nashim, and they would now stand on the 10th step up from the bottom? Or would they go down 10 steps and be 5 steps up from the bottom? Teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. The Mishnah had also said that they used to mention the chet of their fathers, of their forefathers, that they would be mishtachaveh to the son. So the Gemara brings a brisa that that elaborates on this. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa that says as follows. The pasuk tells us in Yecheskel that ve'aveh osiel chatzar beis Hashem apnimis v'nei pesach heichal Hashem v'nolum v'nei mizbeach keser mechamisha ish achareim el heichal Hashem ufneim kedem aveh mishtachavisem kedem al Hashemesh. So this pasuk is troubling. From the fact that it says that they would face toward the east, don't I realize that means that their backs were toward the Heichal Hashem, because the Heichal was in the west and the entrance was in the east? So if they faced the east, it means they were facing the entrance that was in the Mizrach. So of course their backs were to the Heichal. El matam lomar acharei melechal Hashem. Why does it say that their backs were to the Heichal? Melamit shayu paranatzman umatrizin klapi mata. You see that they were megala themselves with a lack of tznius, and they would defecate and because of that they were punished, meaning it was an ultimate incredible level of chutzpah. So that's why it says v'heim mishtachavim kedma, a lashon of mishtachavaya, which is a lashon of hashchasa, a really destructive act, something that was absolutely gross. The Mishnah had said that according to Yehuda they would say anu l'ka ulaka enenu. So eni v'amar Rabbi Zera, didn't Rabbi Zera tell us kolomer shema shema kilo amar modim modim, that anyone who says the pasuk shema Yisrael twice, it's as if he says modim twice, and you have to quiet him down because it's as if he's davening to two gods. So how can you say anulaka ulaka enenu? From the fact that you said l'ka twice, doesn't it look like you're davening to two gods? Elohach yamri. No, this is what they would say. Hema mishtachvim kedma, meaning this is what the Mishnah means to say. They would bow down to the sun, v'anu l'ka. But we are mishtachavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'inenu l'kam yachlos. Our eyes are always looking to Hashem. All of our hopes and dreams point toward Hashem. Not like our forefathers that looked toward the sun and believed in the power of the sun. So since they mention Laka on two separate inyanim, it doesn't look like they're talking about two separate gods. It's the same God. So main point number two over here on the Amud, we did main point number one with the last year, is that the forefathers didn't just turn away from the Heichal, but they defecated directly across from it. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that there were how many tekiyos they would do by Nisach HaMayim. So the Mishnah is going to talk about how many tekiyos there were in the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. So in pochasin me esrim va'achas tekiyos b'Mikdash. They would never have less than 21 tekiyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'en mosif in alabra mishmona, but they never had more than 48. B'chol yom ha'yusham esrim va'achas tekiyos b'Mikdash. Every day there were 21 tekiyos in the Mikdash. Shalosh l'psicha sharim. They would blow 3 tekiyos in the morning when they would open up the gates of the Azara. They would blow tekiyah through tekiyah. V'teisha l'tamash shel shachar. They would blow another 9 tekiyos associated with the tamash shel shachar. When they would pour the wine of the tamid, the levim would sing the shir shel yom, and they would divide up their song into 3 sections. And before each section, the kohanim would blow tekiyah through tekiyah. So that's 9 tekiyos. V'teisha l'tamash shel ben arba'im. Another 9 corresponding to the tamash shel ben arba'im, because by the nisach hayayin of the tamash shel ben arba'im, the levim would also sing, and they would do the same procedure. So now that's 21 tekiyos, 3 for the opening of the gates, 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar, 9 for the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So that's how we get 21. But that's on every day, because every single day you had a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Uba Musafin, on a day that they actually had a Karban Musaf, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Hayu Musafin Otesha, there would be another 9 tekiyos, because there was a Nisach HaYayin of the Karban Musaf as well, which means that the Levim would sing another 3 sections, which means each of the sections was let off with a tekiyah through a tekiyah. So now, on the day that there was a Karban Musaf, there were 30 tekiyos, because you have the 21 plus the 9. Ube Erev Shabbos, so you will sleep in Sheish. And then on Erev Shabbos, there will be an additional 6 tekios. Shalosh laftil sami malacha. 9 to stop people from doing malacha. To let people, I'm sorry, 3 to stop people from doing malacha. Vishalosh lahavdil bin kodesh l'chol. Another 3 to let people know that that Shabbos Riyantav is actually, that Shabbos is actually starting right now. That it's already samach l'chasheicha, and anyone who does malacha at this point forward is going to be chayiv skila. So on Erev Shabbos throughout the year, they would blow 27 tekios, and Erev Shabbos that happened to have a carbon musaf, if it happened to be Rosh Chodesh, they would blow 36 tekios. Erev Shabbos Shabtocha Chag, Hayusham Arbaim Mishmona. And Erev Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot, there were 48 tekios. Shalosh Lepsicha Sharim, 3 for the opening of the gates of the Azara. Shalosh Lashar HaElyon, meaning the gates of the Azara was for every day. Shalosh Lashar HaElyon, but then remember we learned on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis that two Kohanim would stand at Shar HaElyon with Chatzot Sos B'Yedeyan, and when you had Kros HaGever, they would blow Tekiyot Shru Tekiyah. Vishalosh Lashar HaTachton, the Shar in the Ezra's Nashon that went out toward the east, it said when they got to the Azara, they'd blow Tekiyot Shru Tekiyah. Vishalosh Lemila Emayim, another 3 when they filled up the water for the Nisach HaMayim. Vishalosh Al Gabi Mizbeach, another 3 when they put the Aravos by the Mizbeach. Plus 9 each for the Tamashal Shachar, Tamashal Ben Arbayim, and Musaf. Shalosh Laftil Sa'am in a Malacha. 3 to stop people from doing Malacha. Vishalosh Laftil in Kodesh L'chol. And 3 to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol. So that's another 33 tekios. So Sach HaKol, you have 48 tekios. So I guess main point over here is there were always between 21 and 48 tekios each day in the Beis HaMikdash. Erev Shabbos during Sukkot was when they had 48. Erev Shabbos during Sukkot was the maximum when they would have 48. So now, says the Gemara, Masnisin Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says that it was between 21 and 48 tekios must be against Rabbi Yehuda. Detani Rabbi Yehuda, Marapochit Zliyivchos Misheva, Vamosav Leyosav Al Sheish Esrei. That you can never do less than 7 tekios, you can never do more than 16. So, not 21 and 48, 7 and 16. So, says Gemara, B'maika Miflugi. What are they arguing about? No, they're not arguing about how many tekios they actually did. Rabbi Yehuda suffered tekiyah tru tekiyah achasi. Rabbi Yehuda counts tekiyah tru tekiyah, the series of tekiyah tru tekiyah, as 1. So, never less than 7 really means never less than 21. Never more than 16 really means never more than 48, because Rabbi Yehuda thinks that every 3 counts as only 1. Rabbanan sarvi tekiya luchud utru luchud, and the Rabbanan count each blast separately. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar kro tkatem trua. It says tkatem trua, alma trua tekiya achasi. Makes it sound like a trua and tekiya together still counts as just 1. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would say, no, you know what that pasuk is for? Hahula pshuta lefnel l'achra udasa. That pasuk teaches me that whenever you blow a trua, it needs to be preceded by a tekiya and followed up by a tekiya. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that each tekiya is a separate mitzvah. Maitamei, where did they get it from? Tichsivu b'hakila sakal titku v'lo tariyu. V'isal kadaitach, and if you're going to assume like Rabbi Yehuda that tekiya trua achasi, that tekiya and trua are the same mitzvah, how could this pasuk say to be tokea and not Maria? Amar Achmana, palgul the mitzvah avid, palgul lo avid. What is the Torah telling you to do half of a mitzvah and not the other half? No, it must be that each blast is its own mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda l'siman ba'al mudasa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that tekiyah and trua is one mitzvah, is saying that tekiyah is not really a tekiyah shel mitzvah. It's only a simin that when Moshe wanted to speak to the Bnei Yisrael, they'd make a sound. So as a simin, you only need a tekiyah. You don't need to blow a trua together with tekiyah. It's just about getting people's attention. Rabbanan simanuhu brachlan hashavim the mitzvah. The Rabbanan say, yeah, maybe that it's only a simin, but it became a mitzvah to make that simin. So main point over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a set of Tarat, Tekiyah Tru Tekiyah, only counts as one mitzvah, and therefore his numbers are 7 and 16. But the Rabbanan holds a set of Tarat is in fact 3 separate mitzvahs. So, Kaman Nazla Hadam Rav Kahana, Ein Bein Tekiyah Letrua V'lo Klum, who is the Shita that Rav Kahana is following when he says that you shouldn't be mafsik at all between the tkiyah and the truah. So keman k'Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that he's assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that the tkiyah and truah are one mitzvah. So that's why you can't be mafsik. So it's more pshita, obviously that's who it's following. Now ma'u d'tema afilu rabbanan. You might have thought that it's even going like the rabbanan, and really according to the rabbanan, it's not one mitzvah, and you're allowed to be mafsik a little bit. And when Rav Kana says ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'lo klum, he means you shouldn't be mafsik a lot. You shouldn't have a large hefsek. La fuki mid Rabbi Yochanan, to tell me not to say like Rabbi Yochanan. Damar shama teisha tkiyos b'teisha shows b'yom yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that even if you're 9 tkiyos during 9 separate hours of the day, you're yotze. You could be mafsik a lot. So kamash mulan. So that's why he's coming teach me that's why he's coming teach me that no, this is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to be, ain bein tkiyah l'truah means you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. Not that you're allowed to be mafsik just a little bit, but not a lot. It's that you're not allowed to be mafsik at all, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'mahachinami, but why not say that Rav Kahana follows even the shita of the Rabbanan, and all he's telling me is not to be mafsik a lot. Imkein mai velo klum. Because then he should have just said, you shouldn't be mafsik bein tkiyah l'truah. Why do you say velo klum? Velo klum sounds like you're not even allowed to be mafsik, even just a little bit. Says make main point number one on the top of Nundal and Manalf is Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could even have 9 tkiyos in 9 separate hours of the day, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only be mafsik a tiny bit, and the Rabbanan hold you're not allowed to be mafsik anything, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up there, we'll pick up on the top of Nundal and Manalf from Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chachat.